What's up, TSO gang? Gang. Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. So, babies, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and put this bottle down here, okay? Because I'm going to need it during this episode, okay? I got some Casamigos tequila. Shout out to the Casamigos creator, because Casamigos is lit. I'm telling you right now, you don't even know that you're getting drunk and you're getting drunk. Like, it's it. Casamigos is... I like it. I love it. I don't get a hangover off of Casamigos like I would with any other alcohol, any other tequila. Even 1800, I get sick the next day, but I like 1800, the taste of it. I don't really like the taste of the Casamigos, but I like the way that it does, you know, treat me the next day. My babies, welcome. If you are new to the podcast, make sure you are hitting that plus sign if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. If you are listening on Spotify, make sure you are following. Also, you're able to leave a message. If you want to support the team, make sure you are, you know, hitting that support link. That's right there also. The link is there for you to go ahead and tap into. Support as much as you like, as much as you can, as much as you don't want to, if you don't want to. As greatly appreciated. It all being done and what won't be done. So, babies, today is a good day, okay? Okay. So, I am going to pull up the first shot now. Okay. So, I'm going to start off, babies, with thanking you. As you guys know, that's just me. That's what I have to do. There's no way I'm not doing it. I have to. You guys are what make it. You guys make it possible for me to do what I'm doing. So, I want to, this episode, discuss a comment that I received, which... They did a message that I received, also a comment, from a supporter who wanted to remain anonymous, which I do, like I said, keep, you know, I don't exploit anyone, so I'm not going to air your... So they wanted me to discuss whether... And to me, it was, well, okay, no. I'm going to back up. Let me rewind, pause, hold on. So I never think that any question's dumb, stupid, or ignorant, right? Because first of all, I was raised on, you do not, no question's dumb, stupid, or ignorant. What would cause something to be dumb, stupid, or ignorant would be you not asking, because knowledge is power, right? That's what I was always told. So that is what I do try my hardest to stick by. So let me rewind, pause, catch myself, not even go there. And I love you, supporter. I love you down, I swear to God. I'm not trying to play you. I'm not trying, you know, let me just take a shot real quick, y'all, because. Okay, so. I am going to start off with a question. So the question was, am I able to please myself? And it was more than one question. It was, am I able to please myself? And I guess that you, my supporter, have seen, it's harder to not announce someone's name. I never noticed that when you're like trying to refer to someone like personally, especially through this podcast, but you're not able to say their name. But when you listen, like, you're gonna know who. Okay, so support, if you guys see me getting caught up or catching myself, it's because I'm almost slipping up, but I would never cross that line. Like, y'all about to see, I'm about to body it. So listen, babies, I personally, so he asked that question, and they also, it's a couple. Let me not say he. It's a couple because there's a couple profile photos. So it's a couple. So they asked if I was able to please myself and, you know, what was the purpose of getting my body done? I guess that they have noted, they've seen my BBL videos maybe that I posted on Facebook prior to me having this podcast channel on this, on my now Facebook talk show page. So, because I didn't delete that. I never delete any projects that I work on. You know, I'm a work in progress, and whatever makes it, you know what I mean? Like, and whatever doesn't is still there to linger on. Like, I will always go back, and then I can just take reference from what maybe I did wrong or whatever. But those were the questions. And my answer to that is, so just to start off with, I got my body done because I like to see ass. Okay, so I like to see ass. I love to see ass, and I like little boobs. I like, don't get me wrong, I like big boobs too. I mean, I like girls. I love the female body. The body is beautiful. If you, you know, you should have to change your body. I didn't have to change my body. I could have lived with myself for the rest of my life and still been happy, but I chose to. I chose to change my body because it's something that I wanted to look at. So I didn't do it for anyone else. I didn't do it for clout. I didn't do it for fame. I did it because this is something that I literally want to look at. Like, I like to see ass. Like, you know what I mean? I'ma smack that fat ass and it's jiggling and shaking everywhere kind of girl, right? So I wanted to have that on me. And my breast, I got done because I needed that lift. After babies, y'all know what I'm talking about, girls. Come on. Come on now. You ain't even had to ask me that. You already know. You know how it happens. The body gets a little loose and draggy. And you know what I'm saying? You just want to pick it back up. Like, that's all I did. I just wanted to pick my body back up. So I picked my body back up. Now, to go into, am I able to please myself? Like, that was the point of me. No, that wasn't the point. Let me rephrase that, because that wasn't the point. I was always a sexual being, and I, you know, started playing with myself way earlier than I probably should have. I started exploring my body and things, as in nuts. Because listen, y'all might not believe it, but the same feeling that I get today, I got when I was a little girl and out here just playing with myself. I'm telling you, I was out here just playing with the kitty. I wasn't like licking on it. Clearly, I couldn't lick my pussy. If I could have, Lord knows, I probably would just be gay for me. But I did explore myself early. I didn't just explore sex and sex habits. I explored my body, my soul before anything. Okay, so I already knew what I liked. I already knew what my spots was. Like, there was just things I already knew, you know, like, don't hit it there, like, hit it here. Not like with clearly a penis, because that you need penetration to know that. But with my fingers, like, because, you know, when you're a teenager, back then, at least, I don't know about nowadays, kids. I know in the 90s, when I was, not the 90s, but the early 2000s, when I was a teenager, I was, you know, it was a finger popping stage. We had that finger popping stage. Like, if you from New York, then you know what I know, okay? It was that finger popping stage. I don't know about any other state, what y'all called it, what y'all did, but I know New York. It was finger popping, okay? So we was just out, pop, pop, you know, like just getting up in there and kissing. Like, if that was just a thing, and we was, you know, hand jobs to your man or whatever, or if you were a girl, finger popping. Like, when I was with a girl as a teenager, my friend in school, what? Finger popping, like, all day, finger popping, like, getting it in. And I experienced my nuts at a very young age, okay? I experienced sexual behavior at a very young age. And like I said, with just myself, young. And then I got young, and then I started doing it with my friend, who was a female, and then I went into men, Like, I literally started off with girls. Like, literally. I started off with girls because I was so scared of dick. I was so scared of penetration. I didn't want to, like, be penetrated. I felt like it was just going to be the worst thing ever. The way that it was explained to me, like, it was the most crucial pain that you can ever feel. And I was like, oh, you know what, fuck that, let me give it a girl, let me try to like open myself up or whatever I thought I was doing. But I knew that I like girls. I said ooh, like, you know, like, and I was always the person that goes forward. Like, I'm gonna sit here and put myself out there. If I like you, I like you. And I'm telling you straight up, I'm gonna be like, yo, I like you. Like, I'm not holding nothing back. I cannot do it. Like, I'm never gonna be that girl to where I hold back. I just can't. Like, I just can't. It's just not in me. I'm just a free spirit. Like, if it comes to my mind, you know, depending on the situation, the time, and I'm gonna say it. And I don't know, like, I'm just very explorative. Is that a word, you guys? Explorative? Yeah. I'm gonna take a shot to that, just in case. Okay. Cheers. Oh, God. Gosh. All right, y'all. That shot was, woo. That shot hit. That shot hit different than the other one. I don't got no chase. I'm about to get me a bottle of water. So, listen, babies. So, yes, love. I am definitely able to please myself. And my body enhancements just help me even more. Like, you know, I just need, like, touch me. Like, just touch me. Like, I tell myself, touch me. Just touch me. And then I just start touching me and feeling on me and getting me. And, you know, like, I don't know. I just get in tune with myself. Like, I said, starting from young, when I first decided to explore sexual natures and habits and, you know, all that comes with sex, it's just, I don't know. Like, I started with girls. I felt like I needed to start with girls. I felt like I needed that sincere. Because, you know, we are so sincere when we touch it. Like, women are very, very, of course, you have your prostitutes or whatever. And even then, I feel like, you know, they have to play a part, right? So you have to go into that mode. So at the end of the day, we just have that in us. But, yeah. Like, I'm definitely just able to get down with myself at any time. I could definitely, shoot, I might roll off and, you know, no. But babies, I love you guys so much. That is your answer, love. And if you have not yet, make sure you have following the podcast, babies. If you have not, also follow the Facebook page. Go follow that Facebook page, Talk Sex Only. Put them dots in between S-E-X. Show your girl some love. Make sure you also hitting that notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. Hit it. I'm telling you, like, hit it, okay? Like this? No, like this? Yeah, like this? Yeah, I'm about to take another shot for y'all. I love you, babies, and I'm out. See you guys next episode.